Well, Dr. Flack, thank you very much for joining us today.
Good afternoon, and thank you, Aaron.
And with last night's school board meeting, there is a decision made by the school board to change the administrative structure at the high school, with assistant principal Joe Ferguson retiring, and there will be moving into a three deans of students system. And why don't you explain a little bit about what that is?
Aaron, the dean structure, where we have people who provide counseling and leadership services in the school building, is something that's occurring throughout many of Iowa's schools. When Mr. Ferguson decided to retire, of course, one of the things we looked at was to not only are there ways to reduce expenditures, but also ways to, while doing that, provide more services for our students. I was at a meeting and visited with the superintendent of Norwalk, who in the Norwalk district for 5 or 6 years, they have not had assistant principals. They've had deans. And these deans have either counseling degrees or administrative degrees. So we looked into that a while. Carolyn Jones and Ashley Doomstra, high school counselors, went to Norwalk with Mr. Crawford, looked into the situation, thought it was something that would work well in the Knoxville School District. And the primary reason is that we want to provide more opportunities for our students to build relationships with adults. Through the dean system, each of the deans will have some responsibilities for maybe tardies or absences, you know, attendance related items. But each of the deans will also be responsible for 1/3 of the students as far as helping them through their college planning, their 4-year plans for high school, which are required by the state now, and also provide an opportunity for all of our students to build one-on-one relationships with the deans or counselors who are assigned to them. We think it's a great opportunity for our students to have more direct contact with adults, have more opportunities for our counselors to do some genuine counseling and spend more time with students. It's really not an additional administrative position. It's more of a position through reallocation of funds to provide more services for the kids and for the teachers. We think we can get the deans in the classrooms more, having 3 of those deans as opposed to 1 assistant principal. We think we can maybe head off some issues before they escalate and help students that way.
Moving on to another discussion, you brought up the Madison County Vocational Academies that they have out there with a bunch of schools, how that has kind of spurred a conversation here in Marion County and having to do with the possible formation of some of the school districts around here getting together and doing something like that.
Yeah, Aaron, our hope is that we can provide more opportunities for our students to receive college and DMAT credit and to experience a wider variety of vocational programs if that's what they're interested in. I did visit Winterset this winter. I talked to their superintendent about the Madison County Academy, where they offer a wide variety of programs, some of which we currently offer, like construction trades or auto mechanics and things like that. But they also offer opportunities for students in that county to become computer technicians, early childhood training, and they're starting next year a foreign language academy. For the past couple years, we have, by we, I mean superintendents and administrators in Marion County, we have tried to work together to provide opportunities for sharing programs, sharing staff, and so forth with other schools. 3 weeks ago, the superintendent and principals from Pella, Pleasantville, and Knoxville got together. We tried to talk about some things that we could do to benefit the entire county and the students from every school district, provide more opportunities for our kids. So what we did, we put together a little syllabus, if you will, of courses that we're willing to offer to any of the students in Marion County. For example, in Knoxville, we're going to offer our auto mechanics, our construction trades, and our health occupations classes leading to a CNA certification for students interested in nursing. In Pella, they're also going to offer construction trades, and they're all going to offer their principles of engineering, which is something that I think is very important and a great opportunity for students in Knoxville. We're starting kind of slow, with each school offering maybe just 2 or 3 classes to begin with, but hopefully this will grow. We can get some students interested and help them become aware of what's available. I think one of the things we also need to do is survey our high school students more and say, okay, what are some other things that you are interested? Are you interested in a child development class that can lead to some credits from DMAC Community College? Are you interested in another foreign language? Is there a way that we can share that program with other schools in Marion County? So we're taking a step, but we are very sincere about our efforts to want to provide more opportunities. And the best way to do that, at least economically, is through sharing programs whenever we can.
And also some decisions were made last night, too, having to do with the auditorium project moving forward. Having to do with LEED certification as well as a couple of other bidding out things.
One of the decisions that our board made last night was to select what they call an energy bundle to provide energy efficient mechanical systems, heating systems, and so forth in the auditorium. We worked with representatives from MidAmerican and also a consulting firm called the White Group, and they identified a lot of things that we could put into our building through lighting systems, through insulation, through the type of boilers and so forth that we're using. This building is also going to be all electric as far as heat and so forth, just like our high school. Our high school is the most efficient building we have in the district, so I think this auditorium will also be very efficient. The board in the beginning was very interested in LEED certification. After, I guess, selecting all of the energy options available to us, the mechanical options available to us, we found that we were still several points short of qualifying for LEED certification. And certification, by the way, is the kind of the lowest level of the LEED recognition. Our architect and their engineers put together some figures that showed that if we wanted to qualify, we would probably have to increase the cost of the project by anywhere from $150,000 to $200,000. And most of those improvements or changes would not make any difference in efficiency. They had more to do with water runoff from parking lots, building berms, and building things like that that would filter the water as it came off the parking lot. And while those are very good things to consider, if it's not going to result in energy savings, the board felt that, you know, we're already about at the maximum we want to commit to the auditorium. And if it's not going to result in energy savings, it probably wasn't a wise decision to spend more money. So that was the decision reached by the board. The architects did a lot of work looking into that LEED certification and just couldn't find the necessary points, if you will, to get us where we needed to be. If we would have been building a brand new building and not an addition, it would have been much, much easier, and it would have been something that we could have pursued.
What else would you like to add today before we wrap up?
Boy, Aaron, there was a lot that went on at the school board meeting last night. We had a real good presentation from middle school teachers on how they're using data to plan instruction for students in math and language arts. The 8th grade trip to Washington, D.C. was given final approval. There was a lot that went on last night. We're kind of between seasons right now, but the high school musical's coming up shortly. Mm-hmm. And one thing we mentioned that I know is coming up down the road, an Air Force jazz band's coming to Knoxville March 23rd, and tickets are free. We've got them at the office, and I think they're located downtown in a place or two. So I think we've got a lot of good things going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Fleck.
Thank you, Aaron.